Hello and welcome, to another edition of Real Talk with Jana. I am so thrilled to be here with all of you today to speak on this topic that's been on my heart this last week that's been so powerful. And that topic is tuning your energy, shifting into the vibration and the energy of that which you desire to call in, the outcome that you desire to co-create in your life, and truly owning your ability, owning your personal responsibility that you have to yourself to create in this way. And what I mean by that, as you may very well know, in life, when you consider that there are no problems that one can solve from the level of the problem, that you must tune in to the solution, to the energy of that which you are calling into, the energy of the solution that is coming your way, to the energy of what you already always have available to you. And yesterday I posted about this on my Facebook about what if, I just invite you for a moment to consider to potentially and possibly tune into the possibility of what if your higher, most best attuned, aligned, next level self is always already available to you. That next level self and the energy of receiving at that next level always available to you. And all you need to do is tune in, turn the dial and tune in to that truth, tune in to that vibration, that energy, and really get yourself connected to what you get to have in order to bring it in. So what that means is, to me at least, when I'm in the energy of focusing on all the things that don't lift me up, that don't rise me, that don't create a sense of expansion in me, I become present to that and I tune myself to a different level of understanding. I tune myself to what it is that I actually desire. And how I do that is, there's many a moment in my life that I've experienced expansion, that I've experienced all levels and understandings of what I get to have. And I've experienced abundance and manifestation and calling in and feeling into having those lucky, very vibrant moments. And I sit back, I tune into those, and I remember how I was feeling. I remember what I was embodying. I feel into who I was in those moments, how I was showing up and what I was doing. And I tune into that. I feel into that. I feel into who I am and what I get to have and who I get to become. And all the energy that comes with that just starts to come through me. A perfect example are the number of times where I just felt so connected, so abundant, so co-creationally powerful, and manifested amazing financial breakthroughs for myself. And I tuned into those and I remembered, it's just asserting that the work that I am doing in this world is amazing and the work that I am providing is extremely valuable. And that as I tune into this truth, as I tune into the energy of having more, of being more, of more than enough, I feel myself shift energetically. I feel stronger. I feel more present. I feel more in my body. And I feel the energy of knowing that I get to have it all, of knowing that more is coming my way always, of the energy of, as my favorite mentor, Amanda Frances, always affirms, people love to pay me. And this isn't about greed or all is money. It's about being in the energy of receiving, being in the energy of being able to receive for the great work that you're doing and showing up in this world and who you get to be. And it could be people love to pay me, meaning they take care of you. They love to be of service to you. They know that by paying you and supporting you, that they're supporting a greater cause, and your ability to show up powerfully and your ability to be of service and you earning and you receiving is of the highest and best, because the more that you receive, the more that you have to give, the more money that you have coming through your business, the more people that you are able to touch, the more that you are thriving, the more that you are inspiring others to thrive. So I invite you to tune your dial, to tune in to moments where you remember feeling connected, when you remember feeling abundant, when you remember the magic. Maybe it was the only time you can remember is when you were a child and everything was magic and playful and you just knew everything was going to work out perfectly for you. There was no stress, no worries, no nonsense before the world and the noise of all of it came through and started to create the stories. Let the stories go and tune into that innocence, tune into that joy, tune into the abundance that is available to you always. That is your birthright. And as you hold the energy, as you remove the stories, as you make room, as you clear space, you open yourself up to get into a flow state. You open yourself up to drop in and to let miracles make their way and be made manifest for you in your life, for abundance to flow, for clients to magically, magnetically be called in and find you, for your relationships to thrive and abundance to flow through your partnerships, your romantic relationships, in your family. Give yourself the experience and the permission to call in more because you were made for more and you get to have it. You are the only thing holding yourself back, and you're actually not holding yourself back. You're just on the wrong channel, or a channel that isn't serving your highest and best. So just tune that. I invite you to tune in. And if you can't really think of a moment, use your old school imagination that you had when you were a child. What would it feel like if? What would you do now if? But what if you knew what it was like to receive? But what if you did? Then what? How would it feel to feel the feelings in your body of already having more, of already receiving more, of being of higher service, of being compensated for your great work and really doing amazing things in the world? What would you be feeling now? What would you know now? Who would you be? How would you be showing up? Tune into that already available self now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Massive love. Until next time, Jhana.